Welcome to Module 2 of the Supplements Explained Masterclass. I'm your host and natural health researcher, Nathan Crane. As I shared with you in Module 1, my purpose in creating this masterclass is to cut through the noise, help you save money and not waste it on unnecessary and ineffective supplements, give you the leading edge research from world-leading doctors and dietitians, so you can not only take control of your health, but learn how and why to only take the supplements you actually need. During this masterclass, you'll learn firsthand which supplements work, which ones don't, which ones you should avoid, which ones you really don't need, how to pick effective supplements, how to save money and time, and how to use supplements as supplements. What I mean by that is, what is the most effective diet and lifestyle solutions you need to follow first as your foundation that contribute towards 80% of your health? And then how can you fill in that extra 20% for vitality and longevity with specific targeted supplementation? So I'm very glad you're joining me and my guest experts and doctors for this important master class. Let's dive into the second module with Dr. Joel Fuhrman about auditing your supplements and how to select supplements that are right for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Fuhrman. I'm a board-certified family physician, specialist in nutritional medicine, and of course, 7 times New York Times best-selling author. I'm a nutritional researcher and president of the Nutritional Research Foundation, and I'm passionate about nutritional excellence and about the possibility of giving people the opportunity to live a long, healthy life without having heart attacks and strokes and cancers and dementia. We have this unprecedented opportunity in human history to be healthier than ever before. And I'm excited about taking advantage of that and having you take advantage of that. And supplements play a role in this because sure, we want to eat the best diet. And sure, the healthiest diet is our primary, you could say, controller of how long we're going to live and we're going to slow the aging process and live longer based predominantly on what we eat. But supplementing intelligently and conservatively plays a big role in this. And that's what I'm going to go over today. And we're going to particularly talk about what you have to watch for to make sure you're not taking the wrong supplements or how to take the right supplements. And to start with, let me give you the most important factors I want you to consider first, right off the bat, okay? The most important factors is that we have to have a diet rich in phytochemicals and antioxidants. That means we have to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, especially green vegetables, to get adequate folate and all types of other plant-derived nutrients like vitamin C, vitamin E, you know, the carotenoids, in other words, all these things we have to get from food, not from supplementation. Because when we take it from a supplement, like folic acid, which is synthetic, not the real folate found in plants and like green vegetables and beans, the synthetic folic acid you get in a supplement doesn't have the same biological properties as folate from food. And it's absorbed too readily into cells, creating an extra stimulation of cellular replication, leading to higher risk of cancer. What I'm saying right now is almost all multivitamins that you could purchase on the marketplace use folic acid because it's cheap, it's synthetic, and I'm saying you don't need to take a supplement with folic acid in, and you don't need to take a supplement with folate in it because your diet should contain the folate you need. Because green vegetables don't just give you folate, they give you 1,000 other nutrients that come along for the ride that support human immune function. So if your diet or if you are deficient in folate, you're not just deficient in folate, you're deficient in 1,000 other nutrients you should be getting from eating the real food. You shouldn't be thinking that folate comes from a supplement. I'm totally, you can say, frustrated about the fact that we tell pregnant women to take folic acid to prevent neural tube defects instead of eating green vegetables to get folate. Because then we have vet kids with autism and brain cancers and childhood cancers and all types of autoimmune conditions and infectious-related diseases. When they're young, we get poor immune function and even cancers in their childhood because women aren't eating green vegetables when they're pregnant. They're taking a folic acid pill thinking that's sufficient. Okay, so folic acid is probably the most dangerous thing you could take. Number two, which increases the risk of breast and prostate cancer. Don't take a supplement that has that. Number two, make sure you're not taking a supplement with vitamin A or beta carotene in it. Vitamin A is acetyl or retinyl palmitate, which has been linked to shorter lifespans and increased risk of cancer. Body has to make its own. And even something like beta-carotene, which you think might be harmless, found in fruits and vegetables, is not the way you get it when you get in the full matrix of food. When you take it from food, you get more than 100 different carotenoids simultaneously to the beta-carotene. And when you take isolated beta-carotene, it blocks the absorption of the other important carotenoids and creates an imbalance in the tissues, leading to higher rates of cancer in some studies. Likewise, vitamin E is also something we should not be taking. We should be getting it from food. And we're eating nuts and seeds and green vegetables. We're getting lots of vitamin E and 8 different types of tocotrienols and tocopherols in our diet, not just the one that we supplement with the most. So getting it from food is the key, not from supplements. So let me repeat that again. Do not supplement with vitamin A and beta carotene and folic acid and vitamin E. And also, don't supplement with copper and selenium and iron either. Because selenium in a higher dosage, that more than we get from food, could be harmful, could increase inflammation and suppress immune function, and will actually raise cholesterol. Too much copper could be harmful. You don't need that as a supplement. You get plenty from food. And too much selenium, for example, you have to even watch eating too much nuts or natural food to get too much selenium. Brazil nuts contain a lot of selenium, and that's why we recommend people don't eat too much Brazil nuts, because they get too much selenium. It's the too much of these metals you have to watch over, not too little. This is the most critical thing in supplements. What I'm saying there is I love Brazil nuts too, but I know not to eat more than 5 at one time, or more than a total of 15 Brazil nuts for the whole week, or I can get too much selenium. And if I'm using the Brazil nuts in the shell that you crack and then eat, their selenium content is tripled. So you should cut that back by at least a half if you're going to eat the Brazil nuts that you crack and make fresh and open up the nut on the spot. So watch for not getting in too much selenium or copper. And don't even take excess amounts of zinc either. Don't take 50 to 100 milligrams of zinc when the RDI is about 7 to 10. It's okay to take 5 or 10 or 15 extra, and I do recommend that. All right, so those are the main things to watch for, the ingredients you shouldn't be taking in a supplement. And those supplements that contain, you know, folic acid and those general cheap supplements you buy in drugstores also contain, you know, other, you could say, chemicals in the capsule and food dyes and food colorings and things we wouldn't want to put in our body anyway. Let's talk about if organic's important or food derived and what that means, because I want to just clear up some misnomers and misinformation in this area where people are considering this. Number one, supplements are isolated. When you're taking zinc, or there's no such thing as organic zinc. In other words, when we're looking at food, yes, we want our food to be organic. But when we're looking at a supplement, we're getting it in an isolated form that's most absorbable, and it's isolated and should be tested for purity and effectiveness, and your supplements should be GMP certified, yes, to make sure they've been tested. But saying a supplement is organic is meaningless or is misleading people. Because there's no pesticide residue in these isolated vitamins or minerals. It's just in there, so they're just actually not being honest with you. Of course, I'm saying that the organic part is the fruits and vegetables in the supplements should be organic, but you shouldn't be eating fruits and vegetables for supplements. You should be eating food. You can't get enough of the fruit and vegetable type ingredients in a supplement to make it worth your while. You can't think you're going to eat an unhealthy diet, eat processed foods and animal products, not take in sufficient fruits and vegetables and beans and nuts and seeds and mushrooms and think you're going to get that in a supplement. It's just not going to happen. The other thing is, can you get enough like B12 and vitamin D, and can you take all these nutrients in a food-derived supplement? And also, that's just not true. They take the people that are claiming they're food-derived minerals and vitamins, they're not. They're taking the same synthetic, laboratory-isolated supplements, and they're saying they're food-derived because they mix them in a supernatant with yeast forms or bacteria, and because they're allowed to say they're using a supernatant coming from yeast or bacteria, that these things are food-derived, they can write that on the label. But they're not food-derived, they're just concentrated synthetics that have been put into a supernatant with bacteria or yeast. They're not food-derived. If it was food-derived, the supplement would have to be too big to get the RDI or the higher dose in. Because obviously, to get enough zinc or calcium or whatever it is, vitamin, everything you're taking from a food, you need to eat a regular portion of that food, and it couldn't fit in a little tiny supplement. What I'm saying right now Generally speaking, regarding the nutrients that you need to make your diet optimal, like vitamin D and zinc and omega-3 fatty acids and B12, they don't matter whether they're organic or not, because they're not organic. Those are supplements, they're not food. There's no such thing as an organic B12. It's made from bacteria. It's not spray caught. It's not an agricultural product raised in a farm with pesticides on it. So saying it's organic is just tricking people. But you do want to have your supplements that are GMP certified and tested for purity. That certainly is important. And that it doesn't contain high doses of nutrients, because you don't want to take excessive amounts of nutrients that are not needed. And you certainly don't want to take excessive amounts of things that we know are harmful, or any amounts of things that are harmful, such as folic acid, vitamin A, beta carotene, right? And possibly even selenium and copper. Avoid those things. Okay, I hope this clears it up. Take a supplement with nutrients you need without excesses. And if you're eating a junk food diet, if you're not eating sufficient fruits and vegetables, then yes, then you need a different type of supplementation. And you need food-derived supplements and organic dehydrated foods, but that's never going to take the place of eating healthfully, because there's too much damaging effects of the things you shouldn't be eating, and you're not getting the full level of nutrient intake that you would get had you been eating real food. So even though there might be some benefit of using dehydrated powders and organic dehydrated foods supplementally for people who eat poorly, yes, some benefit to that, the benefit is a mere fraction of what eating a healthy diet would give you. And I do not recommend that. I recommend eating a healthy diet for getting what the nutrients we need and the high level of phytochemical penetration that humans need for survival and slowing the aging process. And then to utilize supplements judiciously and selectively with what we need to add to the otherwise, you know, excellence of the diet you're eating. I just want to review again that we're in control of our health destiny. And so much evidence over the last decade has been accumulating with long-term studies showing we can extend human lifespan and radically protect against cancer when our diet contains a full spectrum of plant-based materials. In other words, we're talking here about increasing plant protein and lowering animal protein in the diet is the key to slowing the aging process and preventing cancer. Reducing or eliminating animal protein and eating more protein-rich plants, particularly green vegetables, nuts and seeds, and beans. The nutritarian diet focuses on those six foods that have the most powerful anti-cancer effects, to include them regularly in your diet. The G-bombs, G-B-O-M-B-S, six foods: greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, all individually have powerful anti-cancer effects. We put together a dietary portfolio that includes all these foods simultaneously. We get tremendous immune system support, a tremendous exposure to nutrients, thousands of nutrients, both discovered and undiscovered. And we don't need to supplement with all these, with vitamin C and with folate and with carotenoids and with all these things people are popping and taking pills for. We just need to selectively and carefully utilize a few supplements to make sure we hit that ideal sweet spot of things our diet may not be at the highest level to support maximum human immune function. So I'm hoping that we can all use these advances in modern nutritional science to give ourselves that protective armor, slow the aging process, and remove fear of disease as we age. Because nobody has to have a heart attack. Nobody has to have a stroke. And you don't have to get cancer. You can put this into action and really feel protected and great about your health future.